Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Sleep deprivation. That's what I start the show with today. Sleep deprivation.
Oh, no.
Not based on my little guy who went probably 10 hours, 9 or 10 hours last night.
And wow.
Woke up. When he gets sleep, I am greeted at his door with a grin on his face, which he got last night, which was fantastic. Me, on the other hand, not so much. As the right hip is beginning to say, yes, it's the holidays, so we decided we'd hurt you all the more. So
is it
that's
a steady pain?
With.
Is it a throbbing
sharp
pain?
It's sharp. It's steady. Name it. I got it. That's what
it's
I'm dealing
name
with.
Name Barry.
It's name Barry. He hurts his hip all the time. It's name Barry. He's walking his kid across a parking lot and gets mad at mom for letting him carry all the things. Anyway, it's sleeping is the hardest thing for me right now. I've talked to a couple of people that said that's what kind of got them under the knife when the sleeping part became very untenable for them. But the fact is, sleep deprivation causes me to wake up. Then I'll go out and I'll just sit on my laptop because I don't want to wake anybody up. So I'm sitting there, and the weird stuff that I will become interested in is very, very strange. Okay, the two things, because I literally pass out and close my computer. The first one last night was before I went to bed, and I woke up to it this morning. I open up the computer, and there is video of cars on ice skidding.
Oh, wow.
That's it. That's
you
what I'm saying. That's it.
You miss being up north.
Yeah.
That is just, no, I don't know.
Subconscious.
I don't know you can probably analyze the psychological ramifications.
Out
of
control.
But it's just weird stuff, you know.
Pump
I can go
the
to
brakes.
I can go to a real dark side, too. You know,
yeah.
I can go to the stuff that's like people shooting people and stuff like that.
Oh,
you know, I can go there.
You can find that on YouTube?
I go there. I can go
FacesOfDeath.com.
I didn't know that was there.
I don't know if it was YouTube. I don't know. I mean, I go, it's usually
it's
somebody,
on Mac's page.
Sometimes it can start with Facebook.
He subscribes.
It can start with Facebook. And then this morning, I woke up at probably 4:15, went outside, sat on the couch, began to surf, and then fell asleep again. And woke up at about 5:15. And I open up my computer, and on my computer was the coconut crab. Now, hold on. Before you start attacking me,
sounds delicious.
I did not go looking for the coconut crab. What happened was somebody posted something about the incredible claw strength of a coconut crab. And
am I out of the loop? I have no idea what a coconut crab is.
Let me see if I can find it for you, Rob. Hold on just
a second.
Thank you. I'll look up the coconut crab. Coconut crab.
Yeah, the coconut crab. Without divulging too much, going to let Mike do the honors.
I thought it was some sort of secret.
Is has been documented at
it's the largest crab in the world, Oscar.
Yes.
Yes, it's the largest
on
crab
Discovery
in the world.
Discovery Channel.
Just in case, yes.
So it's on that a lot. Oh, here we go.
That's right.
I'm looking at
it.
A video. It's not you're not. This is just people looking at a coconut
yes.
crab. It's massive, and it also has this incredible crushing power with its claws.
Yeah.
More than any.
Feeds on coconut shrimp.
More than any other.
It does not feed on coconut shrimp.
No, think about it. I think it's the coconut crab.
So it
can crush a coconut with its jaw power.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, not its jaw power.
That's
its claw
right.
power.
The coconut crab, Burgess Latro, Burgess Latro
was my
radio name. That was my radio name when I worked in Italy.
He played the penguin, didn't he?
Yeah, Batman. It is the largest land-dwelling crustacean. By the way, there's someone, I think a friend of mine on Facebook, that might be excited right now because I'm talking about a post that this person put
out
there.
Stays hydrated on coconut water.
The worst.
The coconut crab, largest land-dwelling crustacean on Earth. Oh, okay. You know, and I that's another thing. I know I'm going to be... This show's going to be... I want to warn everyone. This show's going to be all over the place.
Oh,
right?
Well, that's a good
because
thing.
Because with my surfing, this is what you get. And, Rob, we've talked about this before. This is how it's written. The coconut crab is the largest land-dwelling crustacean Earth. This is right because they want to get their content out, but they don't. No one can write on the internet.
The
it doesn't
problem
exist.
Is, Mike, the person who wrote this article lost three fingers
right
to a coconut crab, and so they can't type.
Okay, there's another website out there that's called like Gangsters of History, and what you get it you when you're on Yahoo,
Alexander Hamilton, boy,
you know what I'm talking about. When you get these websites that show you this will make your jaw drop, historical photos, unusual. The text is so butchered that
horrible.
It tells me that it maybe originates in a foreign country.
Not only that, sometimes there'll be a long stretch of them. Some of them will have writing under them. Some of them won't. And 9 times out of 10, the picture that caused you to clickbait and go in,
which is normally poon.
Yeah, it's not even
that's
part
totally
of
what it is.
It's trim. It's not even part of the presentation, and that's giving right. them all the best
coconuts,
of it.
The coconut crab's favorite movie is Castaway, whose favorite character is Wilson.
Okay, so the coconut crab was featured
volleyball. Soccer ball,
but the crabs look smaller yeah, in cool. Castaway. That's the thing.
I think he's doing coconut shtick.
Yeah, I was doing
it didn't land.
Shtick.
Yeah.
All right, I don't find
mounds.
Any I'm now on to the other thing. Which
the
was
Marx Brothers did a movie called yeah. Coconuts. Go
oh,
with
that. 25 yeah. unnerving history photos from the past.
History. First of all, it shouldn't be history photos.
History photos.
It should
from
be
the
either
past.
Historic or historical.
Historical past.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Nice.
That's what it is. I want to see if I've got that.
Here
and
is
this has
most
this,
excellent picture of Statue of Liberty.
This is from 64 Olympics in Tokyo. Track judges look onto the field despite the fact that judges took to be taking their job very serious. I swear to God, this is a historical photo of a bunch of people looking at some sort of stadium, and this is the text. From the 1964 Olympics in Tokyo, track judges look onto the field despite the fact that judges look to be taking their job very serious. They cannot help but look comical. The seating arrangement and matching outfits make this image look like they are in the middle of a musical routine.
Mike,
I just figured it out on my own on this show. It's foreign. It's foreign.
Yeah, here is photographing Matthew Brady on War of Civil with Matthew Brady taking picture.
It's foreign clickbait.
The coconut crab is actually it's featured predominantly in Biscayne Bay on Coconut Grove.
Okay, you're still on the coconut crab?
Yeah,
I've moved on to the website.
Oh, can you eat the coconut crab?
Yes, you can.
Is it delicious?
Savory.
It's a delicacy.
I have gone to the website is called Historical Past.
Oh, that's not a good website, Mike. That's clickbait, as you mentioned earlier. But
okay.
I found that out the hard way years ago.
When you were doing a
years
history
ago.
Paper?
Yes, years ago. Years
Break
ago.
Break on through to the other side. It's a musical blast from past. They know.
Oh.
They said the past.
Oh, okay.
I'm worrying about that.
It's a Nameberry site. It truly is. Some of these sites, and you know who is really, really the worst at this? It's Yahoo and Microsoft. Bing and Yahoo sits right there and says, who are we going to cyber attack today? Because they don't care about their links. All they care about is the dollars that these Yahoos, no pun
so
intended, are trying to make off their ads.
He's named Barry. Still... He writes descriptions without any verbs.
Here is the picture of the gangster and mobster. And by the way, there's the one I looked at when I was super tired was mobsters, like Al Capone.
Yeah. Sure.
But they switched mobsters with monsters, like intermittently. Here is a picture of Al Capone next to his brother. They are obviously both monsters.
And yeah. then did and they talk about how Frankenstein ran rum during the 1920s?
It's very strange. It's very. But Oscar's absolutely right, because when you go and you remember you moved me off Yahoo just to just surfing Yahoo.
It was the
I
year
still
2000.
Go there because it's. But the fact is, you know, you have a lot of these websites
but Mike,
sponsored.
Let me clarify
here it is.
For you.
Vintage Las Vegas picks will make your skin crawl. Everything makes your skin crawl. There has nothing to do with skin crawling.
But Mike, Yahoo is dying. Yahoo is desperately holding on to any resemblance of any sort of solvency. That's why they said, F it. We're just going to put these stories up. We're going to put sponsored on there. And if the dummies are dumb enough to click on it, it's on them. Move to a platform that's thriving. It's called Google.
Well, I do all my real work on Google.
But if you walk away from Yahoo altogether,
you're not interested in the Cancun all-inclusive vacation.
No, because when you click through, you'll get a virus, and then you're going to call us and say you need a new PC.
Do they
When's
have
the
14?
Last time I said I needed a new PC? Seriously,
a month ago.
Haven't I done well?
A month ago you spilt wine on your keyboard,
but
and
that
you had
was a
problem.
Mechanical problem. But I haven't had a problem.
Yeah, it's true. No virus.
Here's 14 pictures. 14 pictures of beverages going into a keyboard. They will make your skin crawl.
By the way,
you won't believe number six.
But I have the proper security on my computer as well. I've installed plenty of software to protect me.
Yes, he has.
With the help of, Pony, did you help me with that?
I don't know if you have any antivirus on that computer.
Okay, don't announce that.
You're free and clear, Mike, free and clear. It's called Bing.
No, I do.
You use Bing, they'll protect you. Bing.
Hey, make sure you don't drop that keyboard.
I have AdBlock.
AdBlock? Mike.
That's not really security.
That's not security.
No, that just stops ads.
That's really sad that you think that's
security. What do you mean that's... Well, I mean, it blocks the ads.
Yeah, but that's...
That's not security.
The sponsored story...
Virus is going to get through an ad.
The sponsored stories are... That's the gateway to hell in
any computer.
All right,
where would I look on my computer to find out if I had... The stuff.
Oh, I don't think that's something that we can do on air, Mike. I couldn't even tell you to do that.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, the sponsored stories are the clickbait that lead you to what looks like
viruses.
A web page.
Yeah. .ru.
That you got to click right to see all the naughty pics.
Yeah.
I've been on them. Trust me, you're not the only one.
Yeah.
And then you're sitting there like, is that an arrow? Or if I click on that, will I get Valhalla stripped into my computer somehow? Like, I just don't know what's going to happen.
All right, hold on.
Yeah,
right?
Suddenly you need like an Adobe update.
Yeah, like, oh, your Adobe Flash is out of date.
Yeah.
What's your social security number?
Womp, womp.
Yeah. But I have cleaning software.
Last four digits,
please. I clean my software.
Of the dirty. Right?
Of everything. I do it all the time.
Mike, I go into my computer every day before I go to bed because I know Shannon stays up late sometimes. I'm like, clear the cache. She doesn't need to know what websites I'm on.
This is different. This is clean my Mac. This is to.
Oh, no. I clean everything.
This is clean my Mac. This is a
what is clean my Mac?
I don't want to see browsers,
it is a
mofos,
Pony. Can you tell us what it is? It's an application that
ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, it's going to look for files that you probably should delete, and it's going to get rid of your like internet temporary files
YouTube
and stuff.
Videos,
but it really doesn't have anything to do with viruses.
Yeah. You just got to clear all that out, Mike.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can do that after the show. It's always nice to start. Mike's an idiot with computers. That's always
that
the way
block,
we start
though.
The show. I'm sorry, I haven't been getting any sleep. This started out with me looking at the goddamn coconut crab. F you all. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Life is like that. Sometimes at the height of our revelries, when our joy is at its zenith, when all is most right with the world, the most unthinkable disasters descend upon us. Heavenly aroma still hung heavy in the house, but it was gone, all gone. No turkey, no turkey sandwiches, no turkey salad, no turkey gravy, turkey hash, turkey a la king, or gallons of turkey soup. Gone, all gone.
All right, everybody upstairs, get dressed. We are going out to eat.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air. The Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with an incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. And if you're here, so do you. You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeO'MaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. The Mike O'Mara Show is here for you. Hey, and don't forget, it is Cyber Monday. We want to tell you, Amazon, 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 everybody. Really, today's the big day, and we certainly want to be a part of that. You can count on one thing. Amazon.com will always make shopping easier and more affordable. Boy, I was like fighting the urge. I got a big ticket item that I want to buy, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to discipline myself. No, I'm not. I'm probably going to buy it right after the show. Not even going to tell you what it is. Put a price on your time and realize what a value Amazon is to your life. I might get a TV.
I might get a 4K TV.
There's a great deal right now on an Amazon 65-inch 4K TV.
OLED. Pull the trigger. Yes. I saw it. You should have seen it.
You know the one I'm talking about?
I know.
The one that's like incredibly
I've been staring. It's like the hot chick. Yeah, you want to buy, you want to get.
The curved one?
Yes. No, curved out, Mike.
No,
curved.
No,
you don't
want to
get the curved one. Where are you going to put it?
Don't get the curved one? Okay.
No, no, no.
Anyway, let's
talk about. Get the flat one.
Well, that's me. Let's talk about you. Put a price on your time and realize what a value Amazon is to your life. Amazon.com has everything you need at the best prices. Just make sure you go through our portal. It doesn't cost you anything ever. Or portal. It doesn't cost you any extra. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart, then shop like you normally would. Thank you kindly. And now back to the show. Our show today brought to you by a brand new sponsor. We're so excited about Loot Crate.
Oh, I love it.
I wore my Loot Crate t-shirt all around. I didn't understand it, but I wore it. It was really, really cool.
Same boat. I got mine. I said to say, hey, look.
No,
how
you
cool
know, then don't back me up when I'm saying something like that. Mr. I don't know how to please advertisers. No. Thank you very much. I know. I'm glad, Rob. I'm so happy it's the same thing.
But the kids loved it.
That's great. I'm glad your kids did. Geek out on superheroes, video games, and sci-fi, but you have no idea what to get them for the holidays, right? Listen, he doesn't have that chip, Oscar. He doesn't have it. He doesn't possess
Mike, I loved my Loot Crate, and I got it.
Thank you. Listen up. Let me tell you about Loot Crate. These guys have you covered. Every month, they'll send a box of cool loot that any geek would love. I got mine. It's fantastic. It's like a great present every month. I gave my kid a superhero figurine that he loved. It was
Doctor Strange.
It was Doctor Strange.
Yes,
the Benjamin Cumberbatch toy. Woo! He loved it. He said, "What is that, Daddy?" He said, "It's a shield." And then I put the T-shirt on, and we went out shopping. It's like a great present every single month. Get exclusive, awesome products from top franchises like Marvel, Batman, Harry Potter, Fallout, and more. Plus, Loot Crate is offering our listeners special savings on 3, 6, and 12 month subscriptions. All you have to do is go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and choose the crate theme, length of the gift, deliveries, and the length of the gift deliveries and the recipient. And you're done. Ho, ho, ho. Each month's theme features a mix of the best in gaming and pop culture. Cool, limited edition and exclusive stuff like shirts, gear, and other collectibles. Stuff valued at twice what it costs in every crate. Ready to make everyone jealous with your incredible gift-giving superpowers? Just go to lootcrate.com/TMOS and take advantage of special savings on 3, 6, and 12 month subscriptions right now. That's LOOTCRATE. .com/TMOS for this special offer. Lootcrate.com/TMOS. You're going to love this. It's like getting a birthday present every month.
So
you're
going
to dig it.
To give you a little perspective on the Loot Crate delivery, even for an adult like me that isn't really like a guy that likes to wait for anything.
And you don't like to totally geek out.
Yes.
No.
It was so much fun to receive something that, A, I got the little guy figurine that I placed right on my mantle, and my lovely fiance was either surprised or disgusted, but I didn't care because I own the house, and I said, there you go, Doctor Strange, right there on the mantle. And then I got this little, there's a comic book that comes with it. We got a great T-shirt. And this
Michael
is just
got his first comic book,
right
which
there,
is,
out of the Loot
amazing.
Crate. Yeah. And you get a little memo book, and it's a Game of Thrones book. And I was like, it's like, you know what I want. And there are different ones for everyone, perfect for the holidays.
Awesome.
If
swag.
You're looking for a gift to get Patton Oswalt, this is it. This is it. And for the gamers, for the people that love comic books, pop culture, that kind of stuff, this is the perfect gift. Anyway, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. How is everybody? How is everybody's holiday?
Everybody
had a good Thanksgiving? Everybody had a good one?
Yes, I had a solid Thanksgiving.
Good night, everybody.
My foreign cousin came into town, FOB.
Joaquin?
His name is
Jedediah.
Gray Brill. G-R-A-Brill. Gabriel?
That's a made-up name. Did you see his papers?
No, I didn't see his papers.
Gabriel.
Not Gabriel.
No,
Gabriel.
It's Gabriel.
And you Grabiel? Know that's
yeah, Gabriel.
An odd coincidence because Jabril spent a large part of the weekend at my house, and Jabril is actually the Tunisian form of Gabriel.
Why
so
did
we
your
both
son,
had Gabriel?
Where were you? Where were you when you took that selfie with you smiling and Jabril smiling, but your son looking like he was going to the gallows?
Yeah, Robert, every bit of 13. Or 14. We were at the Sakura Japanese Steakhouse.
Ooh, Sakura.
And it was we had a blast there. But
he's got a grin at that place. You gotta tell him. You gotta smile. Daddy's paying too much money for
this.
Yeah. You know what? I found that if you tell
great ripoffs of all time Japanese steakhouse.
Oh, but the kids love it. I love it. I feel like such a tool when I'm there because right. I am so into it.
But don't you think they're
the fireball?
They're insanely...
I love it.
The fireball volcano out of onion
train.
If yes. you want any beef product at all, which I like, that's why it's a Japanese steak product. I remember taking the girls there. Because kids love those places.
There are multiples of them across the country, right?
They're so expensive.
We had a coupon.
Expensive. Oh, yeah.
We did.
A coupon
we had
great.
A coupon, and it really made it more reasonable. But what was so great, Jabril is so... You know how Julia is very smart and Robert is very strong?
Yes.
Jabril is not quite as strong as Robert. I'll just say that.
Okay.
But we had a great time with the kid.
Hold on. Let me just... I'm trying to... Jabril is not quite as strong as Robert.
But he's Jabril. Okay, so, I love him dearly. I love him dearly. Bless his heart, as they would say in
the South. All right, I'm
trying to think. You know, you have two cats that chase their tails. One cat chases the other tail a little more than the other.
Yeah.
So you're saying, if I'm trying to interpret it, you were saying that Jabril is not quite as strong as Robert. Which means he's closer to Julia.
No, I would say that.
That's what I was thinking.
I would say. No.
Right? Didn't it? See, because it doesn't make sense.
I got it. This is the deal. Julia.
I know what he means. You mean that.
But he's doing well and is.
You would say that Jabril is much stronger than Robert.
Much stronger. Okay, yeah, I guess. Yeah
much,
that's
stronger.
Much stronger.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
All right.
Yeah, yeah.
He is going now to a private school. He's going to a sleepaway school. In near Philadelphia,
a boarding
structure.
School.
Yes, and it's helping.
Never
him.
Heard them referred. Maybe because I'm a New Englander, I never really heard them referred to as sleepaway.
Me neither.
I just made up the term. I think it's going to stick. And
sleepaway camp.
Sleepaway school.
And I talked to him a lot about it. And here's what I was able to get: is that he doesn't mind the extra structure. The food is horrible, but the chocolate milk is good. And their most famous alumnus is George Siegel.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it in Virginia?
No, it's just outside of Philadelphia.
Oh, they moved him away,
Mike. Yeah, they're thick, by the way, up in New England. They're like even in my home
boarding schools.
I went to public school my whole career, but they were thick. And you had boarding schools where I would bump into kids from boarding schools when I go up to Maine because you get to, they weren't rich kids. They were families of academics because where I, where you know, you guys have been up to Maine.
Yeah.
The where we are up in Maine, it was known as where the academics hung out. Across the way were the rich people. They put the little academics in the summer because they had summers. But we had, I mean, I remember at one point, living on the point, we probably had 10 to 11 college professors.
Wow.
That owned, you know, and were part of it. It was a very honorable profession, and that's what a lot of people
did. It still
is. And you bumped into a lot of kids that went to these schools. The thing is, you'd go with you'd be hanging in, you know, turning over rocks and trying to find little crabs on the beach and rocks on the beach. And a year later, the kid that you were talking to and having a normal conversation would say, "Well, hello, how are you? Well, it's so nice
hello.
To see you. Yes, there.
Hello,
oh,
chap.
Hello. Yes, hello.
Have you seen my monocle?
Bloody hell! There we go. So I mean, I'm kind of." In that's the only way that I'm familiar with boarding schools,
yeah.
You know, outside of military.
Well, Jabril is unchanged, as far as I can tell.
He didn't come back like Dead Poets Society?
Well, he's only been up there since August, so we shall see. But
school ties.
A couple good things is Jabril is on contact lenses now, but he's got the daily wear contacts.
Good for him.
And he didn't bring his glasses, so...
He's not necessarily an athletic kid, correct? I can look at him in that picture.
No,
and
but
say
he's on the basketball team up there.
Throws a mean
at school.
Javelin, I heard.
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
That's
it's not
borderline.
Appropriate when you first said it, and it's still not getting
yeah,
any
that's
better.
Not
no,
cool
no one gets
cool.
what I'm saying.
Yeah, nobody does because they're all stupid. They're not bright like you. Okay. So we're there, and because he had no glasses and no contacts, he spent most of the weekend squinting.
Right.
And this is a problem.
Why didn't he have any glasses or contacts?
Because he didn't bring them. He just didn't bring them. Yeah, and
nice to have a mom.
Mr. Rob, I forgot my eyes.
Nice to have a mom that would look after him and I'd send him away to boarding school.
I'm sure he has glasses at school. We had several pair of glasses around the house and none of them worked. We tried.
Okay,
here are some readers, little Jabril.
Let's see. The holiday is coming and my kid's been away at boarding school. I'm really looking forward to seeing him. I'll give him to the Spiewax for the entire week.
Only 3 of the 5 days.
Spiewax.
Only 3 of the 5 days.
Go to your white family.
But do you have any interaction with her just out of
curiosity? She's great. Yeah, I spoke to her yesterday.
Is she really great?
She's very nice.
Would you call her great? Is that the way you would describe her?
They spent Thanksgiving together. They're spending today together, and he's going back to school today. So,
if I'm not mistaken, Jabril needed structure, Mike. And he was lacking that structure, and his father from another continent said, I'll pay for that structure. You're going to Philadelphia.
So they sent him off to George Siegel's house, and there he is. So
does the mom still live near you? Or
she's in Tyson's now in a very, like an Oscar-sized dwelling.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know.
Skinny townhouse.
I don't know that there's room for the child.
Would it be safe to say the little guy needs some love? Right?
Yeah,
he'll find it in those old books in Philadelphia.
Anyone who grows up in a single parent home, and I did for a little bit, I think you crave a little bit of attention, and I love giving it to him. I missed it.
Warm your heart.
Okay. So, but because he had no glasses, while we were at the Japanese steakhouse, normally.
I feel bad for the kid.
Well, no, you shouldn't. He had a great weekend.
I do. I mean, it's just like, Mom, give him remind him to take his glasses, on the trip that you're sending him away.
Normally, when.
Wuthering Heights. That book, let me tell you, on a rainy day.
Oscar's doing his own show over the
I'm
corner.
Really about to turn his mic off because it's been like, just you know what? There should be a white Oscar noise has, app that's Oscar.
Oscar has Jabril in a dusty library right now with like a headmaster standing there.
There's one window 60 feet up. Yeah. And the light is pouring in, and that's
Oscar's
how he's
doing
reading
a Harry Potter thing.
Yeah. He's reading Woman Warrior by Maxine Hung Kingston.
And then when he's done, he goes back to his bedroom under the staircase. Is that how it works?
Well, okay. And he hides his pudding from dinner underneath his bed for later.
So he squinted all weekend, right?
But because we were at the Japanese steakhouse without his glasses, normally you know when there's a huge fireball coming because you see Calvin, the chef, and that was his name, Calvin, probably not his given name. He would squirt a whole bunch of juice like onto the hibachi grill, and then
oil.
There'd be a
that
mess.
Would be oil, Rob.
And then there'd be a huge fireball.
Volcano juice,
right?
Yes. Well, volcano juice at sleepaway school.
So Robert and I are ready, and we're ready to see this happen. So every time there's a fireball, Jabril almost leaves his chair because all he knows is that there's just been an explosion 3 feet in front of me and I don't know why.
Because so he can't see.
He can't see anything. And
oh,
then,
that poor kid.
But what was great is at the end of the meal when Calvin is flipping the little bits of shrimp and you're supposed to catch them in your mouth.
Yeah.
We all applauded Jabril.
It's not like I don't know that trick.
I know.
Right.
So Jabril, it appeared that he caught his shrimp and everyone clapped for him because we had like 8 people at our table.
Oh, that's good. Were they fun people?
Yeah, it was a great crowd.
I love
they
were rednecks. A fun table makes everything better.
The steakhouse is the redneck, bastion. That's oh, is it?
I didn't know that.
100%. They love those places. They save
oh,
up to go.
Oh, man.
We had a young couple, and we had a family of 4 whose son was just back from college. He went to Indiana.
Well,
nice.
But let me just say, by its very nature, the Japanese steakhouse is a forced social endeavor. If
yes.
you're not bringing your own 8 people, say if you're a couple or you're bringing yourself and your baby like Carla and I did, and you sit down, there might be 4 other people or there might be 6 other people. And inevitably, when we would go to Manasseh to go to our Japanese restaurant, you'd be sitting next to some clicking, grunting, fat people who wouldn't even engage, would be so socially crippled that they couldn't even look up a couple of times. It was stunning.
I want to see him. I want to see him bounce the egg. Shut up. I want to see him bounce the egg.
I'm talking about nothing, Rob. I'm
talking nothing
about
at all.
Nothing going on.
No, we had
multiple
a good crowd.
Times because I used to take the girls there to what the hell was the name of the place? They all had the same, like Osaka, Benihana, Chimichanga, whatever. No, I mean, it's like they all have those names.
Chimichanga.
Now, Chimichanga would be another,
that's
another
my
restaurant.
People.
I'm trying to
Mexican steakhouse.
Yeah, they throw the burrito at your lap.
That'd be a better time. That would be a better time, you know? Just cook the tortillas in front of you.
But we lucked out with a
catch
good crowd.
Single.
And they all applauded when Jabril apparently caught the shrimp, even though he's blind.
Right.
And as we were walking out of the restaurant, Jabril said, "Mr. Rob?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Remember when I caught the shrimp?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "I didn't catch it." I said, "Well, it looked like you did." He says, "Mr. Rob, I think I have 3 pieces of shrimp in my shirt."
Wow. How old is he now?
16.
He's 16?
Oh, maybe not spend that much time in the library.
Wow, that's I don't think so. He's sweet.
He's my favorite. I love him so bad.
Julia's smart. Jabril is sweet. Robert's strong.
Yeah, he's very sweet. That's it. Right. That's how we need to describe
A squared plus B squared equals 3 shrimp in a shirt.
That's right.
And meanwhile, you spend any more time in Leesburg, and that brain's going to shrink of yours, I swear to God. I mean, honest to God, fire juice at sleepaway school. All right, we're going to take a break. Really? How many shrimp did you get caught in your shirt? We'll take a break.
Hey, your shirt has a shrimp in it.
Yes, we'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, everybody, I want to tell you about the Mike O'Mara Show schedule for the holidays. The holidays. Sorry about that. Must have been the previous discussion. The holidays are a time for togetherness, and all of us here at TMOS want to spend as much time with you guys as possible. That's why we'll be providing new, original TMOS content right up onto and including Christmas Day. Make us a part of your holiday season. Just hit us up, and we'll be there for you every day while you're shopping, baking, wrapping presents, and making merry. You'll get exclusive coverage of the Moore Broadcasting Christmas Party and even Christmas weekend, Saturday and Sunday. That's Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. We're going to have new content for you. You'll get a brand new 2-part episode of the Rob Radio Christmas Spectacular featuring all of your favorite Christmas songs. We've never done weekend episodes before, but you've been very good this year, and you deserve it. And you've been good to us, and we wanted to say thank you. Remember, spend your holidays with the Mike O'Mara Show. We can't wait to celebrate with you. Here's a recap. Remember, live shows up until Wednesday, December 21st. The Christmas Party episodes will air on the 22nd and 23rd, and Rob Radio on the 24th and the 25th. And also... Oh, okay.
That was mostly just for you.
Thank you.
All right. Sorry about that.
Thanks. All right.
And also get the shrimp out of your shirt.
Yeah, did somebody smell fish?
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by Omaha Steaks.
Woo!
I got to remind myself to do this for my sister today. Yeah. The holidays are fast approaching. If you're looking for the perfect gift, let me tell you about Omaha Steaks and how for only $49.99 you can get our family gift pack. Just go to omahasteaks.com and enter the code TMOS in the search bar. You'll get 77% off. Omaha Steaks has unique gifts for gourmet food lovers. All the best steaks, flavorful tender aged beef, seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb. It has everything. It's delicious. You get the filet mignon, the sirloin, the boneless pork chops, the boneless chicken breast, the kielbasa sausages. You get burgers. You get a 12-ounce package of all beef meatballs. The meatballs are the bomb. You get potatoes au gratin, caramel apple tartlets. It goes on and on. It is delicious, and they're throwing in 4 additional kielbasa sausages for free. Get this limited time package for only $49.99 when you go to omahasteaks.com. Type in TMOS in the search bar and add the family gift pack to your cart. Only $49.99. omahasteaks.com. Enter TMOS in the search bar and get 77% savings on this amazing assortment. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit. Thank you, Omaha Steaks. And welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I really enjoyed my Thanksgiving weekend. It was, sometimes when you don't plan on anything, you don't expect anything, you end up having the best one. Now, let me
tell
you.
It was a last minute thing for you, right? What you did?
Last week, we got invited to the judge's house. We were going to go over to Cocoonville.
Judge
after
Smiles.
We did the Feed the 5,000.
Elihu.
And by the way, the Feed the 5,000 down here in Florida, it's 6,000 people that we fed this year.
Oh,
so
wow.
6,000 people that were fed.
Wow.
We do it through our church, and what they do is they make Thanksgiving dinner for everybody, and they if there's a need, people sign up for the need, and then they get out, and we were the drivers last year. We were the drivers again this year. The funny thing is, and this is people being people, there I'm not going to disparage anybody that signs up to participate on their Thanksgiving morning in a situation like this. I think it's very good, it's very helpful, it's healthy, but people are people. And inevitably, when people sign up to drive for delivering meals to the needy on Thanksgiving, they get this, I guess it's an idea that they're going to deliver close to home.
Oh, okay. And so they crave convenience.
I don't know what they expect. I don't know what the majority of people. I know that there are hundreds of people there. They're not a member of my church where the whole thing originates. I see the people that are part of my church, and I know a lot of people now, and it's a lot more fun because you know people and you mm-hmm. say hello, and it really is very, very cool. And I also know the drill. I know that there's one line to get your root, and then there's another line to go pick up your food, and then you get out. And every single year, because Pastor James Reho, I will give him a plug, and the Lamb of God Church, because they totally have their act together, they make tiny little changes that make it more efficient and better. And
tweak
they
it.
Do just an incredible job. In fact, this year I was stunned by it. But one thing doesn't change, and what doesn't change is that these senior citizens, God love them. They're fantastic. But you hear a lot of people when they get to the table where you're going to get your root to deliver your 3 to 4 meals, they will sit there and they will have a discussion. Well, how far is that? You'll hear things like that.
Oh.
Well, where is that? And I don't think they know any better because they might be new to doing this and they're great. But I've been there before. So that is why when I'm standing in this line with about 10 people in front of me mm-hmm. and the lady at the counter, I think her name is Jill. She goes to our church and said, how many people are up for the longest route of the day? And she kind of laughs, and I put both hands up in the air. I said, I'll do it.
Cool.
And I go up there, and this was 6, not 3. And we, on the little sheet they give you, it tells you what your time commitment is. And it's usually about 1.5 to 2 hours. This was a 3.5 hour route.
Oh, wow.
No, but
yeah, how many meals in 3.5 hours would we be dropping
6.
Off?
A total of 6. And by the way, not all to different houses, probably a total 6 meals that we were providing.
Can I just have a quick question? Just if you get your route and you have 6 meals and you said, look, dear Lord, I've got to get to the judge's house. If I got 6 Ubers and just sent the meals over, is
because you get instructions and you sign up and you're supposed to do that. There are rules about this. No,
Uber
we
X
swung
here
by.
And Uber X there.
Here was the drill. I go to the church. I stand in the line. Carla's back with the little guy because he's a little whiny. I'm going to get the assignment. I'm going to load the car up, and then I'm going to pick Carla up. And Carla's great at like organizing, which I'm terrible at.
Right.
So I get all the right stuff in the car, but then I would muck it up. I really, really would.
How can you muck it up? They probably try to idiot-proof it.
No, because everything is not idiot-proof. No, there is separate. You get separate.
Turdunkins.
The meal itself. The turkey and stuff like
ham.
That. Then you get the cranberry juice. Then you get the cranberry sauce. Then you get the gravy. Then you get the bread. Then you get the dessert. And you have to kind of mix and match, and some are 4-packs, some are 2-packs. So Carla's great about throwing that together in 5 seconds, and she always gets it.
This is your second year, right, doing this?
Third year.
Has it gotten more efficient as you've done it? Have they?
This year
was a shoot 'em, Elizabeth. Remember the first year?
Yeah. First year was a cluster F. I didn't know where to go. I didn't know what to do. The second year was the most gut-wrenching as far as the drop-offs that I had I did 2 separate runs, and the second run was the run that people didn't want to go down to the certain part of town.
Sure.
And you see what when you're delivering a meal to not an apartment, not a condo, a room. You're delivering it to a room. You're delivering to a rented room, something, a room that someone rents for the week for a tremendous amount of money, and you realize how boned so many Americans get that are on the other side of the
not
situation.
An Airbnb, like a room.
A room. That's exactly what it was. So, and then this year was just streamlined. They gave me, not only did they gave me a shopping cart already loaded, they gave me a kid. They gave me a slave to actually work, to load my car. It was fantastic. And he was a hockey player, this little kid. It was fantastic.
So you had a Jabril as well.
I was, Jabril, maybe he was, I don't know what to say to that now. I said slave and you said Jabril.
You had a little boy with you.
Helping you out, as you had a helper this weekend, as I did.
How old was this smooth young man?
He's probably 13, 14 years old.
Okay.
Maybe 14, 15.
Just discovering his sexuality.
He looked like one of the kids. I don't know what that has to do with anything. You know, I get backed into the racial corner, and then you do that. So what the hell? How do I punch my way out of this right now? I say slave. Rob says Jabril. Then you say sexual. You know, what am I doing? I'm just trying to make it through.
It's
you
always nice to have help.
How many effing days till Christmas? That's what I want
to
do.
Do you do voices for him to lure him in?
No voices. He was just cool. And the fact that Michael is getting into hockey.
Right.
I asked this kid, because they don't have high schools with hockey programs here or middle schools. It's not like New England.
Mm-hmm.
He was telling me all about the club hockey scene, which is what, if my kid decides he likes it, that's what he'll do. So they loaded me up and we were off, and it was we made it in about 3 hours. We got done in about 3 hours, had plenty of time to spare to get over to the judge's house, and it was awesome. It was great because the judge, his wife, I hope she doesn't mind me mentioning her name, Marty, she was fantastic. And what she did was, this to me would be a dream scenario that we don't get in New England. We arrived at their house at just a little after 1 o'clock.
Okay.
And at 1:30, the food, bam.
Oh,
everybody,
wow.
Sit down. Because I'm all about, I mean, look, I love the social end. I'll stay. If my kid is cool, I'll stay all afternoon, watch football. But when you get there, you know, how cool. My family, the food, it used to be like a torture chamber to get the goddamn food on the table. It used to be this process. Not yet. Not yet. The onions aren't red yet. Like that. This
how
was
dare
awesome.
You? How dare you?
Well, everybody's gone now. Oscar, what do I believe? Doesn't matter a bit. Yeah,
what was the usual wait period in
oh,
the past?
God, hours. Hours. So they could get their drink on while they're cooking, you know? And
was it? Were you an evening eating family? What time was dinner?
Well, we'd get everybody over there like at noon, and then we'd eat at 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
5 hours later.
That's what happens in my house. Same
yeah.
deal.
Mm-hmm. This
Same
was deal. 1 o'clock. This was, I can't.
We're out of ice. Let's
you,
eat.
This was the best. 1 o'clock, 8, we knocked out the dinner, and then sit down, drinky. The judge had some of my Irish whiskey.
Oh,
and
good.
Oh, my
how did,
God.
I know you were concerned about how Michael would do.
He
had your son.
He had we had the other lady, Candy, in the neighborhood,
yeah.
and Marty. And these yeah. two ladies love kids. And
oh, that's
Marty,
cool.
Marty in particular. When and she put on our favorite movie, Patton's Ratatouille, Patton Oswalt's mm-hmm. movie, and they're in there watching it together. I said, Marty, I'm we're here. You're providing dinner for us. You don't need to be a babysitter. She said, no, I'm liking this. And she's sitting next to my kid and having a great time. And then she'd leave, and the other lady would come in, and Carl would have another drink. And it was just, it was really,
in
really
Carl's fantastic. Defense,
yes.
That is free time for mom.
Yeah, you got to grab on to
you
it.
You got to take advantage.
But I will tell you that it was maybe, you know, that's the way stuff works. It
yeah.
just worked out where it was a stress-free, beautiful Thanksgiving. We got the work done in the morning. There weren't any real stories from dropping meals off to these folks who so desperately need it. The only thing I'll tell you, it gets me emotional when I talk about it, when you hear people start talking about their situation, because they're guilty. They're guilty, and they don't need to be guilty, okay?
Right.
But they tell you about what's going on and what's happening in their lives, and you got a couple of those people that would do that. And, you know, you're a sympathetic ear because, you know, everybody's two tragedies away from living in a refrigerator box anyway, and that's the way I live life. And thank God I found this pastor, James Rio, who is just the coolest of the cool and orchestrates this whole thing with tremendous volunteers. And I think, listen, if you're hearing my voice and you know think about what you might want to do to start one of these, at your church,
yeah,
and you'll have 500 people show up and you'll be stunned, and then you'll have to expand it like they do every year, and it's turned into something, the biggest thing
it's
in
nice.
Southwest Florida, and we're very,
very
proud
sweet.
To be a part of it. So Thanksgiving was I give it a 10. How often
Whoa.
Do you hear me
wow.
give it a 10?
Wow.
It was a 10.
Wow.
So the rest of the weekend it was crap, but that's all right.
A
you
10
know,
is a 10, though.
Yeah. How far behind am I right
2016.
Now?
You're fine. Three minutes, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not
just,
behind.
Just checking. I just like to check, you know.
Go
I
ahead.
Just like to check. Thank
A-okay.
You.
A-okay.
In life.
We'll take a break, come back with more fun, and find out how Oscar's Joaquin Thanksgiving was. what was his name? Gabriel?
Gabriel. Gabriel.
Gabriel.
So he says.
All right. We'll be right back. Thank you, everybody. Welcome back, everybody. Hey, listen, our next TMOS bonus show is bonus show number 300. Thanks to everyone who subscribes and keeps the bonus shows going strong. 300 is a big deal to us. Now, the fact is, though, that the, call it what you will, call it election fun, but we need to boost our numbers for our bonus subscriptions. We talk about Amazon. We'll talk about the bonus show content, too, okay? The bonus shows are another engine that drives the economy of this show. And I know I talk about it a lot during this time of year, but this is the time of year we start thinking about this stuff. This Friday, December 2nd, please help us to commemorate this milestone by hitting up all your social media and posting hashtag TMOSBonus300. That's hashtag TMOSBonus300 and the link to MikeOmeraShow.com. 300 episodes is a lot of content, and we are proud of it. Let's get the word out and get hashtag TMOSBonus300 trending like a Kardashian robbery. The TMOS bonus show, because you deserve
high bar, Mike.
A sixth episode every week. And if you haven't done it yet, you can subscribe by going to MikeOmeraShow.com and clicking the Get the Bonus Show banner. Hashtag TMOS bonus 300, everybody. This portion of our program brought to you by Blue Apron. You know that cooking together builds strong family bonds. Am I right? Of course I am. It's true. And research shows that Blue Apron families cook together nearly three times more often. I know why this is true. It's true because they put a box on your porch. It's got everything you could possibly want in that box to make a home-cooked meal. The ingredients, the protein, the produce, the instructions to follow, and you cook it yourself. And it's high quality. Less than 10 bucks a meal. Takes less than 40 minutes. When it comes to variety, flexibility, and ease, you can't beat Blue Apron. It's simple logic. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make better food. This month, you could be enjoying roasted pork and braised cabbage with barley and glazed apples, Thai green coconut curry with sweet potato and jasmine rice, or amazing brown butter and chestnut gnocchi with Brussels sprouts and pea shoot salad. It's really unique stuff, and it's all delicious, and they make it great. Check out this week's menu and get three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Oscar, you had, I'm still not sure about the spelling of Grabriel. Why is the R included before the
first? No, Mike. I tried to ask him, and he started talking about something else, and I said, never mind, moving on with life. Welcome to La Casa.
Does he speak English?
He speaks English better than I speak English.
How can that be?
Because he went to an American school.
Oh, okay.
He speaks like my father speaks, like James Earl Jones. And it's like perfect. It's absolutely perfect.
Does he share your same last name?
Yes, he does.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Santana.
How come so much time passed where you didn't?
Well, he's doing his PhD at Ohio State University. Congratulations, by the way. Big win this past weekend.
Aren't you supposed to say the Ohio State?
Who cares?
I just, you know, it's Grabriel's.
Hey, it doesn't
life.
Matter. They beat Michigan this weekend. Yeah. Much consternation about that game.
Double overtime. Great game.
If you're not a Michigan fan.
Oh, yeah. Are you a Michigan fan?
No, but I thought the officiating was absolutely insanely horrible in that game. I don't like to see any football contest decided by the stripes.
Mike, either team could have played a little harder, made it a little more clear who was going to win.
Look, they won. A win is a win, but the fact is the officiating. I thought that Harbaugh had a legitimate gripe about the officials.
He absolutely did.
Though, he's got such a great – I mean, that's why he's a great coach, because he's got that temper.
He was a great dick about it.
I didn't have a dog in that hunt, so it didn't matter, but it was fun to watch. Really.
So I get a chance to go over on Thanksgiving Day. It's Thursday. We go over at noon. Shannon and I, there was a little bit of
if anyone heard our bonus show last week – we had set the table for perhaps what would we call tension?
Fireworks.
Yes.
So you went to the Olney Palace to celebrate with the entire clan.
Nothing like a guest from a foreign land to ease the tension or break
up. Keep everybody
any
on their
drama.
Best behavior, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
They said, the Beatles said that when they were making Let It Be and their last albums, that everything was really tense until George brought in Eric Clapton. And everyone got polite because was someone in the studio with them.
My cousin was Eric Clapton because everything was A-okay when we got to the house.
So even the issues with Shannon and your mother were fine.
On her finances and how well she's doing in life and her lot in life.
Did you bring a side dish or anything?
I asked my mom, and all she requires is flowers. So.
Did she say that you probably can't afford to bring a side dish? What was Shannon's job schedule?
What's a dual income when it's just one income?
That's right.
No, she.
Oh my God.
It's a dual income, woman. But only Shannon, half of one.
You. Shannon, don't let them get to you.
No, it's
don't
simply
let
a
the
joke.
Family, don't let the industrious you know clan get you down. So, come on now.
So, get in, get a chance to get to really get to know someone after. The last time I saw my cousin was when I was 13 and he was 3.
Oh, on the precipice of your sexual awakening.
Yes.
So old enough for you to remember.
I was my body was about.
So old enough to remember this was just a little kid and he had no memory of you.
Yes, but he remembers that when his cousins from the States came and visited at the house, right? He remembers that.
So the last time you saw him was...
He was a little kid. He was 3 or 4 years
old.
In the old country.
Oh, in Bolivia.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I didn't have my music queued.
Please.
I apologize.
Put the pan flute on. There we go.
Yes, very good. Okay.
Was he a strikingly beautiful child?
Well, as a young child, we all kind of looked the same.
Wait, hold on. What is that
Latinos.
Question have to do? A strikingly beautiful child.
Have you ever seen those commercials for 10 cents a day you could feed this child?
For less than the price of a cup of
that's
coffee.
That's what we look like when we're all growing up.
Did he have knitted pants? I'm just kicking back to another show. I was just curious. All right, so you
the live show. Yeah.
Did he drool a lot?
But he was a 3-year-old, and you were 13. You had already kind of been assimilated to the United States, and you saw this Bolivian child, and then flash forward to today.
And I've been sending $1.25 a day for the past 13 years.
And he's getting his PhD now. What is his line of study? What is he studying?
He is a big hippie. He's studying the environment.
Attaboy.
Yes.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yeah.
Yay. Yay. I applaud that big time. Bigly.
Yes. Bigly.
I like the fact that word's been. No, I'll stop. All right. Sorry about that.
Social.
Always very careful.
Mike, social injustice and the environment. And I said, please.
He couldn't pick a better time. I'll tell you that right now.
And then he breaks down what he's really. The meat of what he's studying is
Let me
how.
Interject for just a second.
Yes.
Hey, Pony.
Yes.
Are you still depressed?
Just a little bit.
Yeah, me too. Okay, go ahead, Oscar. All right, just check. Go ahead. Just wanted
is
to check in.
How aggro...
But hold on, Oscar, for a second. To be fair, Pony's been depressed since 1980.
Yes.
Yeah, but
that's
he knows true. What I was... He knew that I was asking him a specific question.
I know.
We just have to commensurate or we die.
The aggro-social impact on the environment.
Right.
When
that's fabulous.
A big corporation comes into a third world country.
Sure.
And... strips that country of its natural resources.
Is he planning on going back to his native land?
His visa says he has to eventually. So,
okay,
he will.
So he's going
to
go back and he's going
to have to. He left some things there anyway. He's got to go back.
But South America, what better place to, I mean, some of the worst environmental atrocities in the world happen in South America with rainforest.
If you've seen
that,
Avatar, you know his life, right?
Yeah, that's wonderful. That's great. So he was a good guy. He's turned into a
really
a good
nice
young
guy,
man.
Well-educated, really spoke passionately.
Is he a strikingly handsome man?
Just like me.
Yes.
There you go.
The Ceballos man. Again. Good
looking
man.
Who else was at the table? Who was at the table?
My sister, my mom's sister, which would be my aunt, and then her
son. Did we
son.
Know there was an aunt?
Yes.
I didn't know there was.
You never know. You have to be careful because you never know. This could be an entire show. Your mom's sister.
Yes.
How
she was estranged for some years, Mike. Now she's back in the picture.
Oh, was there a...
I guarantee there'd be some story here.
What was the estrangement based on?
Well, there was a pregnancy. And...
Is this the mother of the PhD candidate?
No, this is a different...
Is the pregnancy why your father fled the country?
No. The pregnancy, for full disclosure, happened without my father's seed.
Oh, good, good. He had little if nothing to do with it.
No,
all right.
So everything was cool with her?
Yeah, they hugged and
How long were they estranged?
I would say 15 years.
Wow, but and was it the reunion, is it recent?
They've been patching up for the last 3.
Yeah, Mike,
that's good. So
it's coming together. Right?
Building
get
process.
Older.
Time for thanks.
Like my family, people get older, they get mellower.
Her son, University of Maryland graduate, Smith School graduate as well.
Really?
Now works in high
as
finance.
As well as who?
As well as myself.
Oh, Mike, I meant to tell you this over Thanksgiving. Did you know? Oscar graduated from the Robert H. Smith School of Business.
That's wonderful.
It's,
that's
he's got sleep some sort of school degree or
all
something.
All right, stop it.
He's
stop,
a, he's a commodity. That's a sleep at home school.
He's a commodities guy. So we were talking about commodities and what's important, how we should diversify our portfolios, which I don't have or does not exist, but right, he has one. Right. And
I'm back in, by the way. I'm back in after my tantrum.
You're back in, baby.
Yeah, I'm back in.
Back in. So look for, drill, for the crash. Baby, drill.
Look for the crash, baby. Look for the crash to happen this week. I'm back in. I'm back in.
I don't
count
think
on
so
it.
I don't think
print
so
it.
I think you're in good shape.
You're good shape. Good shape.
All right, we'll see what happens.
Again, textiles and plastics.
Yeah. If I didn't know any better, I'd hop on right now and check it out. Nope, not going to do that. Got to focus.
Focus on the show. Thank
keep
you
an eye on the prize.
What's going right to happen is the market's going to tank out and he's going to become estranged from his sister.
The best yes part the best part of Thanksgiving was as we were wrapping up we're going into halftime of Redskins Cowboys, right?
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin doesn't follow the
tough loss Redskins
NFL.
Sorry about that. Really he sorry.
I know you were invested.
He does not follow the NFL, so I'm explaining the game to him. And for me to explain the game to him, well, I've learned a lot, especially working with Dominique as he does his ESPN show, and I just sit there and listen to everything they talk about.
Right.
I break some game down for him, and he's like, "This is great. Do you want to have a beer?" And I said, "Well,
cerveza."
I didn't want to be rude and start talking about beer with my new cousin yet, but let's figure right out what we got in the fridge outside. And every Latin family has either Heineken or Corona. That's just how we roll.
Mm-hmm. But drinking, if I remember, if memory serves yes me, not a huge part of your Thanksgiving
a
celebration.
A little wine. Right? My parents aren't big drinkers, so right maybe that's they'll have thought a little wine and that's it. Right?
How about the okay aunt?
The aunt, not really as well. She doesn't drink that much.
Okay.
When the idea of the beer came up, did you suddenly think, well, maybe potential party situation?
Oh, it's go time, right?
Okay.
I might be sleeping over. I might sleep in my childhood bed if I get hammered enough.
See, there's nothing like it, really. Yes, if you're great so inclined, once the booze starts flowing like it did at the judge's house, God love them. Yeah. Fantastic. Yeah.
Got to sleep
fantastic
over sometimes. And then I looked in the garage fridge of my mom's, and years ago, Mike, I had bought 3 cases of pumpkin beer.
Pumpkin. Oh my! Like the large uh-oh bottle.
Yeah,
pumpkin?
The bombers. Yes.
Oh, you didn't.
And
you
they
didn't
were
like,
still there. They were still. 2 cases were left because you can only have so much pumpkin until you're done, right?
Did you feed that guy the pumpkin? And
so
he's
I said, "Hey, man,
drinker?
This is high octane,
and it's old."
But hey. I've been taking care of it. It's been refrigerated all
okay
this time.
Then
right?
You're good.
That's okay,
it's
not but I'll spoiled tell you, that's high octane
it
stuff.
It is. I said, is. Are you ready to fly?
He's right. By the way, there are not a lot of beers that I would say you're absolutely that. I know that. I've been on the receiving end of that buzz. Yeah. That is a high. Have you ever had that, Rob? Pumpkin?
Yeah, it is high octane. I don't care for the flavor, but I do like the results. The results yeah are good.
Well,
and dependable.
And we just had a big dinner, and I was like, "This is I can't be that bad." The ABV
fed
of
that
8.5
to the colonel,
is
walked off my
bad
deck. That's good stuff. No, I'm just kidding you, Michael. Come on now. I had to mention it. Statute of limitations. I can mention that right now.
All I know is that if a relative that I'd only seen once in 10 years or 20 years had come up to me and said, "Are you ready to fly?" I'd be out of there. It sounds like you're making a pass.
I find it as far as the buzz to flavor ratio, one of the finest brews known to mankind.
Well,
absolutely
and
fantastic.
this was a solid year for the pumpkin. As the years have gone by, the formula has changed, the hops have changed a little bit.
So you're getting it probably when it was becoming popular.
Yes, I remember buying so much of it because I love that year so much.
Okay,
right?
You stocked up.
So we pull it out. My dad remembers it because I pulled it up. I think two holidays ago, he said, "Con cuidado," which means be careful.
Did your dad have a couple of them?
No, he didn't, because my dad said no. He knows exactly what happens with that. Not a good idea.
Do not drink that. I have a 4 o'clock flight this afternoon.
We killed 4 bombers. Four bombers.
Which, by the way, is 8 beers.
Yeah, 8 beers. Basically. But the ABV was like 8.5. I read it on the side of the bottle.
Yeah.
And I said,
maybe even a little more.
I said, I looked at my cousin. And he said, "You should move in with me. I think we can put you in the guest room that we don't have, but we're gonna build one day."
Is there a Mrs. Cousin?
He did, but she's in Europe, Mike, which means basically they're on the brink of breakup. And we talked about that for a little bit. And I told him I dodged a bullet. He's probably dodging one as well. And for being in his late 20s, it's too early to get married.
Where was the good lady while all this was going
my
on?
Good lady? Oh, yeah. She was being sweet and kind and helping clean up in the kitchen, as most women should have been.
Suffering
while we were
what she
drinking
was doing.
Heavily.
She was suffering.
And yeah, overall, a solid Thanksgiving. I think my cousin and I are going to have a long and fruitful friendship now. We exchanged email addresses and phone numbers, so I think we're good to go.
That's wonderful. Yeah. So you give yours on a scale of 1. I gave mine a 10.
I'll give mine a solid 8, Mike.
An 8.
Ross, I can't get happy.
With Jabril and the rest of the family. I mean, you didn't mention the rest of the family. What do you
We had a lighter turnout at my my Uncle George host for the family. We normally have about 60 people. I think we had about 35. And so there was
You were kind of the kid caretaker, right?
What do you mean?
You were the kid caretaker because
Also, remember, Carrie made Julia work Black Friday too, but only Carrie worked on Thanksgiving Day. Bless her heart. It was so.
But that's what I meant. You were the kid caretaker.
I had
caretaker.
To take care of
Did
all the
kids. Other 25. What happened? The Beaties get them?
No. God, have you adjusted your meds? What is with you?
Oscar was making a joke about members of Rob's family.
You'd be shocked. Most of them are thin. Only I am morbidly obese.
Yeah, they are. The stock ups.
If I can make it, anyone can make it. No, there was some traveling and stuff, so I was stuck with about, I would say, 15 pounds of mashed potatoes left. That I had to throw away. So that's a demerit right there.
How many beers did you have at the Thanksgiving?
I had 4. I only had 4 because I had to drive.
Throughout the, and how long was the day?
It was from 3:30 till 8:30.
Oh, that's a really kind of what do you give it on the scale?
Oh, but you know what? The family is great. Love my family. I give it a 9. Give it a 9.
Oh, you got a 9. Sweet.
I love when everyone's together. It's great.
Okay.
I love it. And boy, my gravy was good, Oscar. Everyone got diabetes.
I mean, I wasn't trying
and
to be
Pony,
rude.
No, you weren't.
Did you have a good one, Pony?
You know, I would give it an 8 until Thanksgiving night when I started throwing up. Thank you,
Ashley. Food poisoning.
Right. Please
food
note that poisoning. we're going to have to get
stomach
that
flu.
Tomorrow. Oh, that's not. How you
Thanks
feeling
a lot
now?
For the yams, Glenda.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
News you may not need coming up next right here on the Mike Romero Show. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody. Hey, I mentioned the TMOS bonus packages that we're really putting a heavy push on now. It's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also one of the busiest. Luckily, one of the most important holiday traditions doesn't take much time at all. It only takes a moment to subscribe, renew, or give the TMOS bonus package. Each week, we record a 6th episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial-free, and it can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You'll get full access to all of the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire anthology over a 25% savings. Order now, and you'll receive... Listen up, this is What's important because it's new. The soon-to-be-a-classic holiday album, Have an O'Merry Christmas.
What?!
You went and named it, didn't you?
I did.
It's a great,
Have
great
an
name.
O'Merry Christmas.
Great name.
All of your favorite holiday songs sung by all your TMOS buddies. And the only way to get it is to buy the TMOS bonus package. We are going to be playing what I would describe as micro clips.
Teasers.
Of the O'Mara Christmas album.
Have an O'Merry Christmas.
Have an O'Merry Christmas.
Good name.
Oh,
there's so many different names. This was the best.
Final approval. That's the two words that are in my mind right now. It's all waiting for you at MikeOmerishow.com. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages. You buy the package, you get the holiday album, the Hey Yahava. And with the holidays approaching, it makes a great gift. So do it today. Order it right now. Our show this hour is brought to you by Tipsy Elves.
Oh, yay.
I am so waiting for my Tipsy Elf sweater to come in the mail.
Mine just came in yesterday, Mike.
Oh, so that means I might be getting mine today.
Yeah, mine's
due
today.
Sunday packages are the best. USPS, thank you so much.
Very cool.
If you are so inclined, go to tipsyelves.com. You can get a holiday sweater. If you're not afraid to show a little political incorrectness, you can roll into your holiday party with the funniest damn sweater you'll ever see. I'm going to tell you, you think of Christmas sweaters and you think old ladies in shopping malls. No. Tipsy Elves Christmas sweaters are like nothing you've ever seen before. They are deliciously inappropriate. Check out the new 2016 sweaters. You won't find them anywhere else. They're not for the faint of heart. Tipsy Elf sweaters are all about fun, but are serious on quality and quantity. I'm sorry, quality and construction. TipsyElves.com also has interactive sweaters, Christmas suits, holiday leggings, all sorts of cool stuff. Right now, our TMOS code can get you 20% off at TipsyElves.com. Go to TipsyElves.com, enter the code TMOS at checkout to get your 20% site-wide discount. That's TipsyElves.com and the code TMOS. And let me tell you what I can do. I will take a picture when mine comes in. I will take a picture of my Tipsy Elf sweater that I may be wearing to the Boston Pops concert.
Yes!
Because yes! Nothing says holiday fun going to a children's concert with two reindeer fornicating on
your
sweater. I think it should be
sir,
very,
you're going
special.
To have to come with me.
Yes, I'm sorry. You're not allowed in here, sir. Get out. Get out right now.
News.
According to a new survey, 94% of people plan on doing some online shopping while they're on the clock today. That means only 6% of us can resist the so-called deals of Cyber Monday. The survey also found 21% of people would be okay if their boss caught them online shopping when they were supposed to be working. You're going to get a lot of pitches like making sure you shop Amazon by going through MikeOMaraShow.com or using our app for your smartphone just by clicking on the shopping cart there. I threw that in there. Hey,
Mike,
I know we're...
Boom,
you know,
bam. It's a big day.
News
got to get it done. We got to get it done. It's what we do.
Can I give you a quick breaking news? You asked me about my meds today.
Yes, yeah.
So what I didn't want to tell you guys, and I wasn't sure, is because I didn't know what was going to happen, is that my brother and sister-in-law were having their baby this morning during the show, right?
Oh, my God. I didn't know that?
Yeah, well, because, again, you just don't know these days. We know how it is, right?
Was it induced? Was it a scheduled labor?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the Orlando contingent
or the
Boston
contingent? No, this is the Boston contingent, right?
This is the Boston family.
So this is their first baby, and it's a baby boy, and I'm pumped.
That's right. They have had a boy. What is? Do we have the name of
no
the child?
No name yet, but no healthy. Yet.
It's Gabriel.
That is an heir to the throne. He will be a medical doctor, and he will work in New England. Thank you very much. That's great news.
Hey, congratulations, Oscar.
Nothing
happier than a baby.
Just
That's
got
great.
The notice again. Wow. I don't know why I was nervous, but, you know, I just... You always are.
You always are. It's the miracle of birth.
It's crazy.
And until you see that baby, it's awesome.
Great. It's the coolest thing in the
world. Super excited.
Super excited. That must have been a lot of people talking about that on the holiday, too, I'm sure.
Yes, but this is his first baby, and you know, it's just so excited. I can't
this
even put
Jose.
Into words.
Jose and Tatiana. Tatiana is your sister, right?
Yes. So congratulations.
Okay. That's awesome.
Pony, I do the best I can.
That's
I truly
right.
do. It's
I
a large
family.
Different families do different things. Yeah.
Jose, congratulations. I hope the family's doing well. And from
Thank
everybody
you.
At TMOS, that is awesome news. That is what it's all about.
That's awesome.
According to health experts, when you cover the seat with toilet paper, it actually makes it less sanitary.
How can that possibly be? Because I do that every day before I come in the studio.
I'm here
right
to tell
here.
You. I'm here. When you spread all of that toilet paper out, it increases the surface area for the germs to multiply and get all over you. Plus, the toilet paper is secretly filthy itself. Since most public toilets don't have a lid that you can close, whenever someone flushes it, millions of little fecal particles swirl in the air, and some of them land on the toilet paper. Ew. So what can you do to avoid getting other people's germs on you? You literally have to squat over the toilet without making any contact with it. That's going to take some real leg strength and possibly yoga experience. So,
yeah, some
but
quads.
I know Mrs. O'Mara has, I mean, for her
hamstring.
Entire life, that's the way she, her little, you know, beautiful little fan that's, doesn't touch the toy.
I had no idea.
Thanks for sharing, Mike. It's pretty bad.
Yeah, it's a, you know, but I'm not capable of that.
No.
Anyway,
I don't think any of us are here.
Florence Henderson died suddenly of heart failure on Thanksgiving. She was 82 and was best known for playing the mom Carol Brady on the Brady Bunch, but she was a star on Broadway before that. Her death was a shock to her family because she hadn't been sick for very long beforehand. In fact, she went on to do a live taping of Dancing with the Stars 3 days before on Monday, so this must have been really really sudden. She was there to see Maureen McCormick, who played her daughter Marsha on The Brady Bunch. Maureen was on the Dancing with the Stars show this season, and of course, Florence did the show herself back in 2010 when she was 76. She was hospitalized on Wednesday, just 2 days later, and then passed away the day after that. So apparently her condition went downhill fast. No other details. Didn't take long for, what's his name, Barry?
Oh, he is Barry Williams, and also
Barry Williams.
Christopher
Knight. He seriously was on 15 minutes after they announced her death. He was on
television. You know what he is? He's a barnacle.
Yeah, he is.
He really is.
Fortunately, her family was at her side. They issued this statement. We're heartbroken to announce her passing. On this day of thanks, our beloved mother was surrounded by her devoted children and dearest friends. I cannot possibly wish anything on people like that. That is that had to be horrible.
She was by all estimates
a
delightful woman, and also she has never been off television since 1968 because of reruns. She was very well loved, and you know what, even at her in her final years, still good to look at. Pretty lady. I think so. Yeah. I think she's beautiful.
Rob, you're a real creep sometimes.
Yeah. Yes, you're worse.
You know, she just passed away, but I still knew her.
I never said that. I said she was a beautiful 82. Lady. Beautiful lady.
82.
Yeah, get a sex swing.
He gets excited when people die.
Yes.
As far as we know, Kanye West was still in the hospital as of last night.
But I'm not alone.
Still a looker.
Trey Box.
Okay, calm down, all right? It's not your mother.
Tell you what.
All right.
God, dead 3 days, so she's still excited. Better looking than most of the women at my kid's school.
Own every death. As far as we know, sometimes it sounds weird.
Sometimes.
As far as we know, let's move forward. Kanye West was still in the hospital as of last night, but he might return home today under the care of his personal physician. When Kanye was cuffed and hospitalized a week ago, they called it a temporary psychosis brought on by sleep deprivation and dehydration. Can they get the bullshit cranked out any faster? A temporary psychosis brought on by sleep deprivation and dehydration. Okay, I'm sure this condition exists.
You've got it right now.
Good Lord.
I think you're suffering from it even as we speak.
Most people derail when they haven't slept.
Call the 82-year-old corpse hot box. TMZ says he's been dealing with serious paranoia and depression for a while, too. The good news is he may not be out tens of millions of dollars. Oh, this is good news.
Because
it's what I lose sleep over. Apparently, he has an insurance policy that protects him from losses and liabilities for cancellations due to the illness. But I don't know whether this is BS.
This is where it comes.
Yes, the clause in your contract that says I still get paid if I get sick.
But it's a real illness, Kanye, not just because you're nuts. Mental illness is real, too. I'm not going to diminish that. And don't send me a letter. Anyway, and now a little something something. A 32-year-old woman named Alana Savelle from Panama City, Florida, was arrested last week for shooting her guests when they came home drunk and were being too loud.
Oh, no.
She was so angry that she told them to leave, and then she shot at their feet to really drive home the point. Two of them wound up taking bullets to the leg.
Ow!
Well, you know, it's the ricochet effect.
It does. It happens every time.
Thank you. They were taken to the hospital. The staff there called the cops, who went to track down Alana. She was arrested for aggravated battery with a firearm. And, well, it brings me to the first one of the week. Sorry. I mean, it happened to be Panama City.
Oh, this is a new Florida motto, then.
Yes. Florida, come for Thanksgiving, stay for the fireworks. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. A little sound effect there. There you go. We'll take a break. Come back with the Audio Vault and Rob Spiewak, Florence Henderson fan, right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Box.
Hey, everybody. Guess what?
What?
Guess what Rob was doing all weekend, along with the Thanksgiving fun? He was making his fruitcakes.
His
incredibly addictive, delicious, best fruitcakes ever in the entire world. You've heard about them. You've craved them. You've coveted them. You've waited all year for your chance to snag one of them. The time is nay. Now. I'm sorry. Time is nigh. The time is nigh. Right? Isn't that right?
That's right. The time is nigh. It's near.
The Mike O'Mara Show 12 Days of Fruitcake Progressive Jackpot Christmas Spectacular. It's the only way to get your hands on one of Rob's whiskey-soaked, fruit-filled, nut-laden logs of love. And winning is easy. Just send us an email to fruitcake@mikeomarashow.com 200 words or less, please, and tell us why you deserve to win. Make sure to include your phone number, because if we pick your letter, we'll call you, and if you answer, you win. We'll send you a Rob Spiewak signature fruitcake in time for your holiday feast. Enter now and get ready to win. Again, that's fruitcake at MikeOMaraShow.com. The Mike O'Mara Show, 12 days of fruitcake, progressive jackpot, Christmas spectacular. Get ready to taste the magic of Christmas with every delicious bite, a gift from our family to yours.
Enter now, because the first giveaway is this Thursday. The 12 days start this Thursday, so you need to enter now.
Yes.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody, brought to you by Tracker. We're all losers. Hello, losers. Newsweek says the average American spends 55 minutes a day looking for things they own but can't find. Luckily, Tracker makes losing things a thing of the past. And listen up, I'm about to tell you how you can get one for free. Tracker is a coin-sized device that can find anything in seconds. You just pair it with your smartphone. You attach it to anything, your dog, your keys. If you lose your iPhone, hit the button, or any phone, Tracker on your phone will ring, even if it's on silent. Tracker's finding over a million misplaced items each day. Go to thetracker.com right now and enter promo code TMOS for your free Tracker Bravo with any order. That's right. Our listeners get a free Tracker Bravo with any order free. Go to thetracker.com and enter the promo code TMOS. The hardest thing you'll ever have to find is their website. That's thetracker.com. Promo code TMOS. Go get yours today, ladies and gentlemen. Without further ado, let's open up the audio vault for today. This is November 28th, 2016. Take it away, Rob.
You mentioned the passing of Florence Henderson, but you did not mention the passing of Ron Glass, who played Detective, let me get this right, Ron Harris on Barney Miller. And also he was in The New Odd Couple, and he was on Firefly and responsible for one of the greatest clips ever for Barney Miller. Do you remember when they had pot brownies in the squad room?
Yes, yep,
and
I remember that.
And he and Nick Umana had one. And I have that clip for you now.
That's Jack Sue, right?
Yes, and it was a great, great moment, because these two older cops, well, Jack Sue was very old, he was not, eating pot brownies and figuring out that what they had been dosed.
Have you had any?
Mm-hmm.
No!
He's out, Barn.
Think you can still function?
Hey, sharp as a tack.
Right. Get these things, have them analyzed.
Fast, Nick.
Not that way!
I think it got hash in them, Barn.
Hash?
From the way that I feel.
Anybody see my legs?
Hey, I want you to go home. Come.
They're about that long.
All right. Two of you, stay home until you feel better.
Okay, Barn, I'll stay. But I ain't never gonna feel no better.
I tell you,
that's
Barney Miller,
that holds up. That holds up today.
Barney awesome. Miller is a great show, and we wish him all the best on his journey home.
Stay home until you feel better. I'll stay home, but I guarantee I'm not gonna feel no better.
I got 75,000 notifications. Thank you, everyone out there in podcast land. The Chiefs beat the Broncos, and they did it with a field goal that bounced off the upright.
Here's the
and
nice
was
thing
good.
About this. Here's the nice thing about this field goal. Rob loves this sound more than any other, and it usually means that the team, there's a little schadenfreude here, because
yes.
it usually means the field goal was missed. This one actually went through the uprights after it hit the upright.
And I love the play-by-play guy here. At least he's not overdoing it.
James Winchester snaps. Dustin Colquitt holds. Cairo Santos. Simmons. 34-yard attempt. For the win. Oh, and in! Unbelievable game winner, Kansas City!
Okay.
You gotta be kidding me!
Oh, no. We're not killing you!
It was a great game, back and forth, and at one point, Denver could have had the game, but they decided they decided to try to kick a 62-63-year-old.
So you watched that game?
I watched the entire game.
Oh, man, what
it was
an
fun.
What?
That's why the guy was going crazy. And by the way, known fact, the Brazilian kicker is the first Brazilian to ever be in the National Football League, and that's the guy who doinked it in.
Yeah, you know, the Brazilian kicker doesn't have any hair at all.
I have to confess, there is a reason I didn't watch that game.
Why?
It was Denver, Kansas City. Oh. All right, that's it. Sorry.
Still fun.
But I applaud them for miking the goalpost very well. Boom. That was a good one. That was a nice one. Speaking of football, at the Arizona ASU game this weekend, Miss Arizona was on the sideline and accidentally got tackled. She got hit really good. She got
Man, people were getting nailed all over them. Did you see the sound guy coming out during?
Yeah, and a ref too got pummeled.
Rough.
The sound guy was
in
like
front of
three feet tall
of the tunnel, right?
Oh, it's hysterical. I think it was the Minnesota game, but I'm not sure. It was fantastic.
Miss Arizona was hit so hard her shoe got knocked off. Mm-hmm. That's hard, but she seemed to do okay.
I'm sorry about that.
No, you're good. You're good.
We got an apology. What happened?
I guess I wanted to play. Apparently, I wanted to jump right in front of him. But you know what? I'm so happy for University of Arizona, and I'm so happy for Tucson right now.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm so good because I'm a physical therapy technician, and I majored in kinesiology. I, like, landed perfectly.
Yeah, that's what it's all about.
Smart girl. Good that's a her. Composed, smart young
Easy
lady.
Easy on
that's
the cool. eyes as well, Mike.
Did you know,
fantastic.
Oscar?
I'll have to check out the video after the show.
Did you know that?
Dirty old man.
Hey, I got some great videos of Florence Henderson I could send you.
Yeah, please don't. Thank you.
Oscar, did you know that...
Dead or alive?
Oh, Pony! I think we've done enough to just soil this moment.
And Pony, you take your pick. Pedro Moreno showed up at the Adidas store in Vancouver. They debuted a special Adidas shoe for Black Friday, and a fight broke out, and a shirtless guy started swinging his belt because he wanted the shoe so bad.
Oh, my God,
yes,
people.
It was horrible.
He was, like, running around with his belt, like, swinging it at people, and then, like, out of nowhere, some guy came behind and, like, jumped on his back and just started choking him.
There was quite a few people in the middle of the road just fighting. I don't know why.
Our friend's brother went to the hospital.
Yeah, that's good to go to a hospital for a pair of shoes.
I know they're kids, too, but... Do you hear the intellectual level yep. of the Black Friday box store shopper?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really, really
A true immigrant,
insane.
Though, pulls the belt out.
That's right. Yeah.
That's yeah. when you know they're still in their ways of the homeland,
yeah.
of the motherland. You
know, and yet the shirtless part, though.
I don't think I'm being too gloomy when I say we're doomed. All right, thank you.
Let us close with this. There was a lot of great sporting events over the weekend, a lot of great football. But the quote of the weekend, I think, goes to Troy Aikman, who was covering the Redskins-Cowboys game on Thanksgiving Day. And he had this to say.
This time the Redskins put a spy on Dak Prescott. He starts to come and then he pulls out and...
I mean, this was great.
Would you like to hear that again, Mike? One more time?
I didn't see that one coming. I got water
so to speak,
everywhere.
Let's yep. do that one more time. The great,
Another
I believe,
computer.
Hall of Famer, right?
Yes.
Troy Aikman? Yeah. Wonderful broadcast.
This time the Redskins put a spy on Dak Prescott. He starts to come, and then he pulls out, and his eyes are just locked.
Yeah, his eyes are locked. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Please visit Amazon today. Have a great Monday, everybody.
Oh, God. That was... You know, you don't think they can do any more of those, and
no.
then they do that. That's amazing. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Our show today was brought to you by Movement Watches. Movement Watches can make all your holiday gift-giving anxiety disappear. These watches make the perfect gift for any guy or gal, and best of all, they start at only $95. We love our Movement Watches. That's MVMT. You will love yours. Now let's finish your holiday shopping and get Movement Watches for someone on your list. Movement lets you skip the lines and the crowds at the mall. Instead, you give the gift they'll love at prices you'll love. Remember, Movement Watches starting at just $95. At a department store, that same watch is going to set you back $400 to $500. So, Movement figured out that selling online eliminates the middleman and their retail markup. Classic design, quality construction, and styled minimalism with 500,000 watches sold in over 160 countries. Always at the best possible price. Get 15% off today with free shipping and free returns by going to mvmtwatches.com/TMOS. This watch has a really clean design, and I've been getting a lot of compliments on mine ever since I put it on yesterday at church. Now is the time to step up your watch game. Go to movementwatches.com/TMOS and join the movement. Thank you for listening. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Michael Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Michael Mara, Radio Entertainment.